The city of DeKalb has begun a project to revitalize a struggling area of the city. In the past, renewal often meant removal, but not these days. On today's Friday Forum, WNIJ's Guy Stevens looks at neighborhood revitalization.
The area in DeKalb designated as Annie Glidden North includes some retail, some older residences, a number of fraternities and sororities, and apartment complexes that were built for a surge of students that hit Northern Illinois University a couple of decades ago. Enrollment has since dropped, and low-income families have moved into what was supposed to be transient housing. The area has few services for those families or others. It has also seen an uptick in crime. Adam Rosa is a principal with Camiros Limited, an urban planning firm that specializes in neighborhood revitalization. The firm has worked in a variety of places throughout the United States. He says that each site and its mix of problems is unique, but he says they have things in common. Most are communities that evolved in often unplanned ways and are now distressed. There's something else important that they share.
The residents have come together to create a plan, a strategy, a roadmap to improve their communities.
That was true in DeKalb. The city began putting together a project, engaging Camiros as a consultant, holding public meetings, and forming a task force including residents, owners, students, and others who live or work in the area, along with officials from the city, county, and NIU. Rosa says his firm works with communities to facilitate changes, combining resident input with its experience on what has worked elsewhere. Some things can be done fairly easily, like improving lighting or building facades. But Rosa says the next step is up to the stakeholders. The residents of Annie Glidden North, like other places he's worked with, must come to a consensus on what they want it to become.
Does it transition into more of a family neighborhood? Does it transition back into primarily a student neighborhood? Or is there an equilibrium in the middle that can really be achieved? And if so, what other amenities are needed? Community spaces, parks, retail spaces, to really make it a whole neighborhood.
Once that vision is established, Rosa says, work can begin to encourage the types of investment, both public and private, that will be needed. Mim Evans is a research associate with the Center for Governmental Studies at Northern Illinois University. Several years ago, it began helping DeKalb with strategic planning, including a study that Evans says was really innovative.
They realized that getting a really good handle on what was going on with the housing stock, the condition of the housing stock, who lived where, what it cost, what the surrounding environment of the residents in each neighborhood was something that was really basic to being able to plan for the future of the community.
The study helped delineate the city's neighborhoods, like Annie Glidden North. Evans says it also helped focus on where the city had problems so it could begin to look at targeted solutions. Evans says feedback from residents was and is necessary. What people say is still very important, she says. But numbers can be very useful in revitalization projects like this.
The advantages of having at least a database to begin with is, one, you're starting from an objective point rather than from a perception. And the other is that you can measure your progress.
Diana Robinson is director of the center. She says that while it has taken the leading role in other projects, it's using its expertise in a supporting role to Camiros on the Annie Glidden North project.
The information collected at public meetings then becomes synthesized and packaged so that we can feed it back to everyone and say, is this what you said? Do we understand it accurately? And then we move to the next level.
Rosa agrees that it's much better than the days of the old top-down urban renewal projects of the 1950s, 60s, or 70s, when the deal was done with minimal community involvement. Firms like his are working much differently now.
What you're really trying to do is have the community take ownership of the plan so that as you move through the process, they're all involved, they're giving their feedback, they're giving their ideas, and as you get towards the end, they become the biggest champions for the plan itself. So it's not Camiros' plan, it's the neighborhood's plan. They're going to stand up for it.
And Rosa says, do things like go to city council meetings to keep pushing it forward. Rosa cites as an example another troubled neighborhood where Camiros helped in Rockford, starting several years ago. Rosa highlighted the effort on the city's Ellis Heights area as a success story at the first DeKalb public meeting. Ron Kluwer is the chief operating officer of Washington, D.C.-based Alliance for Strong Families and Communities. Until this year, he was executive director of the Rockford Housing Authority and worked closely with Camiros and others on the Ellis Heights project. Kluwer says that Ellis Heights, like Annie Glidden North, had a number of problems, but instead of writing the area off, authorities helped residents create a revitalization plan and empowered them to solve some of those problems, like making sure kids got to school safely.
The community came together and started walking kids to school in groups under a community walking school bus. neighbors started reaching to neighbors, and not just people in the neighborhood, but from the community to help, you know, trim back trees that had overgrown over the years, pick up trash in the neighborhood.
Kluwer says that residents then pooled their resources with the cities to make other improvements, like sidewalks so kids wouldn't have to walk in the street, and fixing up home exteriors. The Rockford neighborhood recently celebrated the opening of new affordable housing, and before that, a full-size grocery store that provides residents easier access to healthy food choices. There were other investments, too. Kluwer says that Rockford's example should give hope to those working on projects like Annie Glidden North. There are naysayers. In both Rockford and DeKalb, people have objected to pouring resources into what was perceived as a blighted community. After all, some said, there's crime and other problems in other parts of the city, so why the effort on this one spot? Kluwer says that sentiment is common in these cases, wherever they are. He answers with an analogy.
If you have an area of your body that is unhealthy, the rest of the body is not going to be healthy. You know, either you holistically work to improve that area of your body that has a challenge, or, you know, in a very adverse, you've seen them cut out. When you cut that out, it's not good for the community or good for your body.
In other words, healthier neighborhoods, healthier communities. And he says, when you look at why something bad is happening, remediation and revitalization often turns out to be cheaper in the long run for the larger community than just reacting to a neighborhood's problems as they arise. Besides, he says, it's a better way to a balanced community than simply relying on, say, gentrification for practical and moral reasons.
At the end of the day, there are only so many wealthy people in the world with enough disposable income to support those kinds of neighborhoods. And pushing out residents of modest means is just not an acceptable way to develop community, when what we should be doing is building community for everybody.
Rosa and Kluwer both say it takes time, sometimes years as it has in Rockford, to see how efforts like those in DeKalb will play out. But they say as long as everyone involved stays engaged and keeps listening to one another, they have a reasonable chance of success. I'm Guy Stevens, WNIJ News.